All right, folks, welcome to another edition of Nino's Corner.tv. This will make Fluff Tube. It'll make the Fluff Tube. I am joined with Wonder Bob, a good friend of mine, close friend of mine. I've known him now about, what, 6-7 years, Bob? I mean, that seems like, I think that's about
it's
right.
It's been a while, yeah. I don't even know if I keep track of it. It seems like it's been an eternity, huh? It's been a good eternity. Thank you.
Yeah, and I got to say, Wonder Bob has been a great guide. I've been up to his place, Mystic Mountain in Crestone, Colorado. It's always been very fulfilling to get up there and do a lot of soul and spirit work. It entails a lot of stuff. It entails a lot of heavy duty stuff, a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of baggage. Spirit work, I've learned, it's not fun and games. It's hard. Heavy stuff, and you've really helped guide me through a lot of stuff. So I want to say thank you, Bob, on air for that. And where do we begin? The world's changing. Something big's coming. I have a huge Christian audience, just so you know, and I consider myself a Christian, a follower of Christ, but I still have a very open mind, and I think all things kind of lead to the divine. So, but my path is Jesus Christ, but can't ignore Bob. He's going to be talking about the scientific, the Schumann resonance, things like that. So many things are going on right now, folks, that it's going to blow your mind. Bob, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, before we really get going, I just wanted to express my gratitude for you, David. Thank you so much for holding this platform. Thank you so much for allowing people to come together and giving an inspiration. You know, when I first met you, I thought you were going to be this really tough, aggressive, you know, championship boxer. And we're hiking up the mountain. I'm going like, you're not that. It's like, you're an awesome guy. Like, it's like, you're not like, I was expecting, you know, something completely different, but I really was able to really see, I call you the champion of the heart. And so the key in at this time in this world is to operate from a heart-centered, from love, you know, because there was a really wise man that said, hey, guess what? God is love. So let's be that. And so, and you're not just that, you're the champion of it. So what's really cool is you were able to dive in to that heavyweight boxing championship and scoop the champion out. And now you're combining it with the love part. And you're the champion of the heart, and it always wins. It's invincible when we act.
I do
like
wear
that.
My heart on my sleeve too. I mean, I'm a very passionate person. I'll say that much.
You sure are. So you know, I grew up in a Baptist household. You know, and I remember when I was 10 years old, I, you know, my youth minister said, hey, you know, if you pray to Jesus, he'll hear you, and he'll make himself known. And I did that, and he really did, and he showed up, and I was like, wow, this is like really a real thing. Now, as I went through the process, there was a lot of confusion along the way, and so I started looking and studying and researching more, and I found that there were other books, you know, that were written on those lost years, you know, when the family went down into Egypt, you know, when he was 3 years old and he went up through the mystery schools in Egypt, and Uncle Joseph of Arimathea took him and James up to Glastonbury, England, and established a church while they were alive. And then he took off to Asia, you know, and he studied with the Zoroastrians, the Persians. He studied with
There's proof on this. Can you actually?
Yeah,
find
absolutely. It's all documented. It's all written.
How come? I mean, it's not in the conventional Bible. Where do people find this stuff?
Well, there's several sources. There's Coptic Christianity, which that's the stuff that comes out of Egypt, and that was established when Mother Mary and Joseph were there. There's writings that are there. The Essenes, you know, hid the Dead Sea Scrolls, and there was more information that came out of that. When Israel was, you know, conquered, you know, by the Assyrians and went into exile, I mean, they hid their writings and their teachings, and they went all over the world, And, you know, there was a group that went down into Ethiopia. And then that's the whole Nag Hammadi writings. And there's some really great stuff that comes out of there. There was a perfect version
so you
of the
have to
Book
go
of Enoch.
Look for this stuff. You have to really research and find the different books to actually
yeah,
put this together.
Yeah, you don't have to look that hard. It's all very good. Yeshua was his Aramaic name. And then when the Greeks did the translation, they called him. So Yeshua is his original name. And then he went all the way to the Himalayas and he studied with the masters there, and he took on what we call his light body. So that body of work is in the writings called Saint Issa, ISSA.
But let me ask you this. If he was
years between the ages of 12 and 28, Saint Issa. So all of this stuff is there. And if you just look, you'll find it, you know.
So, but
knock
my
and
question
it will be
is,
open, seek and you shall be found, and it will be found, ask and it will be given.
So my question is, if Jesus was born onto the Virgin Mary, the Savior, why would he need to go through this process and go study with other teachers if he was already born God onto this world? Why would he even need to do that? He was already born with that knowledge. He was already born with that spirit. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, why would he have to go study with other ascended masters or other religions if he was already born of God, of the Virgin Mary? He was.
Well, if you already have all the knowledge and all of the information, and this is where we're at right now. We have a tremendous amount of energy, Shakti, that's trying to be delivered to the planet, but we got to figure out a way to get the humans to receive it. That's the challenge. So he traveled all over the world and sat with and experienced all the different traditions so that he could figure out how to deliver not just the message, but his energetic code and infuse it into humanity. So if you study more, you'll know that he was able to do that and infuse his energetic code into the DNA of humanity. And that happened 2,000 years ago. So that infusion of Christ DNA. Now, remember, this word Christ means illumination. It means illumination. It's not just wisdom. It's like you're literally a shining being, a human. It's like an ancient Lemurian. And wow. So when he went up on top of Mount Moriah with Peter and James and John, he said, look, all this stuff that I'm doing, you're going to do this. You're going to be able to manifest food, heal people, communicate across vast distances, control the weather. You can talk to anybody that's ever lived. Here's Moses. Here's Elijah. Let's have a conversation. And when you raise your vibration high enough, you will take on your light body and you will become a being of light. And he showed them, this is how you do it. And he also told them that when you do it, you're going to do it better than me.
Wow.
And when you work together, you can literally move mountains. So we can change the reality of our world when we come together in grace, you know, maybe under the banner of the champion of the heart, and work together to create a whole new world, a whole new reality. Now, remember, our mission is not to die and to go to heaven. Our mission is to access the multidimensional parts of us that we already exist in, be the channel, because the entire kingdom of God is within each one of us, activate it and deliver it to the world. I'm sorry, I've got a cough, so you're going to have to put up with my coughing a little bit. So then in the book of Revelations, it says, and a new Jerusalem was coming down. So the whole new world already exists. There's cities of light that people have seen. There's communities of high evolutionary consciousness that already exist. And all we have to do is work together, open up our channel and pull it in.
And you believe that Crestone is one of those places, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. So what happened, you got to remember, Moses was called up to the mountain, to Mount Horeb, by the quality of God, the I am that I am. That's the Metatron. And that's that white plasmic quality of the Metatron. Now, the Metatron gave Moses and Aaron two stones, 6 hands by 6 hands by 8 hands. And it was like a, to be placed like in a magnetic chamber. Well, it wasn't a chamber. It was a box called the Ark of the Covenant. And if you build this box and put those stones on either side in that box and balance your masculine and feminine via, remember the black angel, feminine, the white angel, masculine. And what's on top of that box? It's called a mercy seat. So you sit on the thing. And if you sit on that mercy seat, then what happens is you will activate your light body and your DNA will be activated and you will become illuminated.
So that's now, the Ark of the Covenant.
That's it. Yeah. And there were enough people that Moses was able to gather in the desert. And if all of those people got activated, it would create a pulse light wave of light that would encompass the entire planet and restore us all to our illuminated state of consciousness. So it was a mass ascension attempt. But what did Moses do? He came down. He says, oh, you guys aren't worthy. You're messing up. And he smashed the stones. Oh, my goodness. So then he put the smashed stones in the box and then went back up. And then he chiseled out the shout knots and then brought those down to the people. So then the smashed stones, which were still in the box, they didn't work properly. So if you touch the box, you'd literally get electrocuted. You die. Oh, so that's why they had to have the long poles and carry it like that. It still had an effect.
Interesting. But that is how they carry it, isn't it? Those long poles. Yeah. So you're telling me that's because this, the stones are smashed. So it doesn't have the power it used to have?
It has a particular power, but not the original intention of that power. It's still effective, but not as effective. So anyway, so that didn't
work. Why would he do that? Why would he smash the stones? And so it seems to me like instead of getting instant illumination, now it's I'm gonna bring back the two stones with the thou shalt not, and it's almost like you have to work for this.
Yeah,
it just plunged have the us instant into illumination dogma. Of the Ark of the Covenant, right?
Right, and it was really difficult because Joshua had to fight his way back into Canaan. It was awful. I mean, it was really tough. And you know, could you imagine if you had this great gift? It's like, hey, do you want to sit on the box and be a shiny human being? I mean, it would be a big party. It'd be a big celebration, and you could take that thing all over, and people would be.
But then God gave him the commandments, correct? God said, "Take these and don't what?"
Yeah.
No, so, why don't use the Ark of the Covenant anymore? Use the commandments.
Well, it was Moses that went up and said, "You know, I wish I was there. I wish I was a fly on the wall." But essentially, I think Moses said, hey, we need some rules. And so after he smashed the stones, then he went up back and he made those rules.
Wow.
So that's crazy. And that plunged us into thousands of years of war. And it was pretty rough. So So what I'm trying to say is there are incredible higher evolved beings that have been in our corner for many thousands and thousands of years. And they want to give us this illuminated state of being. And we've had it before. And you can read about it in the ancient writings of like Atlantis and the Lemuria. And we've had this before. Now you got to remember that that then the Metatron said, hey, that didn't work. So what we're going to do is we're going to give this to a group of people now. And that's the ancient order of Melchizedek. So if you can all be on the same level, no one person greater than the other, you can elect yourselves for a year term and then step down, then we will flow the feminine black into your sacred container, the lodge, and the masculine white into there. And that makes the checkerboard on the bottom. And that's
I was just going to ask you, is that the Mason Lodge, the checkerboard? I thought that's the light and the dark, or is that the feminine and masculine?
That's the feminine and masculine. Yeah, that has to be balanced. So hold on.
I've always thought it represented light and dark. It represents masculine and feminine.
Yeah, but it is masculine and feminine. So black is feminine, white is masculine. So when that grid is established, then the magic can flow up through that. And if everybody's in integrity, then the prayers and intentions of the group can be answered. And this is the foundation of Rosicrucians, Masonry, the Thule Society. Many different groups emerged out of that. And that's where it came from.
But Bob, I would debate with you, or not debate with you, but argue with you in the fact that it seems like it gets the darker and darker the higher up the ladder you go in Masons, correct? I mean, or is it branched off where there's people that are actually using the magic for bad, for evil, and others that are still trying to use it for good? I mean, what's going on here with the Masonic lodges?
I'll tell you what's going on. So the and believe me, I've sat in lodges in Brazil,
we don't have to get into
Japan,
that, but
Europe, all over the place, all over the world, Australia. And so what you're usually going to find is you're going to find some really caring men that are working really hard to, you know, for crippled children, for burn center hospitals, for eye care, for scholarships, for helping people. You're going to find a group of people that are absolutely dedicated, that have taken vows to look after widows and orphans, to look after humanity, and they're in service to humanity. So the thing about it is Masonry in general emerged out of Germany. And you got to remember that there's another history that connects the ancient order of Melchizedek to Masonic lodges. And what it is Yeshua, I believe that he was married to Mary Magdalene, and they had children, and those children were scattered around the world. So Mary Magdalene went to southern France, and she went up into the caves with her daughter Sarah and was teaching the way, and that became the Cathar religion. And so that was the feminine version of Christianity. The masculine version of Christianity went up into Turkey with Peter. And when the Romans got a hold of it, they merged it into their Roman culture, and it became very vicious and dogmatic, and it was used to conquer. So then the masculine version, when they did conquer and they met the feminine version, the Cathars, they just killed everybody, and they burned 300,000 Cathars at the stake. I don't even know how they got enough wood for that. So then the Cathar Knights, the feminine version of Christianity, they went to Jerusalem to reestablish everything. So that's how it goes. Okay. So there's my daughter. She's popping in. Sorry.
Wow, she's gotten older. That's crazy.
Yeah. So crazy. The thing is that then Jerusalem became the new way. That was like America. It was freedom. Like if you were a second born aristocrat in Europe, you weren't going to inherit the lands of your father, so you would go to Jerusalem, and you could have land, and you could manage things, and you could do all kinds of wonderful things. And so that was the foundation of the Knights Templar.
We're seeing now with just the Olympics, the rituals and the ceremonies they did in the Olympics, all this demonic stuff that
It's creepy. That's not Masonic. So what is it?
It has to. I would argue that.
Yeah. Let me make the link. Let me make the link for you. And then so then Europe attacked the Knights Templars and burned everybody at the stake. Then they went underground. Then it reemerged in Germany. And then the Knights Templars were the creators of democracy. So they created Masonry, which is it was the ancient order of Melchizedek, but they weren't the only ones. There were other groups doing it too. It's not just the Masons. And remember, Masons build things. They build it for the love of the mother, for the grandmother. And so we're dedicated to the divine feminine. Okay. And that's why we are a son of the mother. That's what a Mason, and that's what a Mason is.
A mother.
And so it's not about war. It's about building and taking care of people.
But did something go wrong? Did something go wrong?
Yes, it did. I'm getting to that. Okay.
Okay.
So then they were trying to create democracy in Europe, and it just wasn't possible. So they were able to get to the New World and create democracy here in the United States. And then once democracy was created here and it was successful, that's the feminine version of government. Then it could be flowed back into Europe and democracy could then spread. So you got to remember, these guys are our ancient patriots. They went up against the strongest power on the planet, and they liberated themselves from it. It was incredible, and they were getting a lot of help to do that. So that's what happened. So the magic that was being delivered through the lodges was really creating some really wonderful and great things. Okay, so along come the international bankers. They want to control everything. That this is the cabal, the deep state, the power elite. So they knew they wanted to divide our country, and they knew they couldn't do that unless they infiltrated the lodges. And so they did that around the 1830s, and they infiltrated around all the lodges, destroyed them, and stripped the magic out of them. So if you go to a Masonic lodge today, they're still going through the motions, but the magic isn't there anymore. So the magic was taken by the power elite. So these guys, the deep state, they now have access to that. And so that is infused in the court systems, the corporations, the currency,
everything.
All that. It's
churches,
everywhere. It's systemic.
The government,
right.
Everything. Yeah.
Right. So
but they started first with the Masons.
Yeah. And so and they will tell you, they will trick and fool humanity into attacking every group that's helpful for it. So they'll attack Masonry. Remember the Illuminati? You know what those guys were? The Illuminati were the Bavarian professors at the universities. And the Catholic Church was coming in to burn their libraries. And the professors said, oh no, you're not doing this. And so they took their libraries and they put them underground and they hid them. And that's the Illuminati. So the Illuminati's
is
not
that,
bad.
Is that in the
people.
Vatican?
Yeah, they, well, I mean, they,
under in their
the Catholic
their,
Church was gathering up all information and burning anything that wasn't part of the
right,
Vatican.
Right, but they took
what
was necessary for their own power and hid it
in
the Vatican, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, gosh, it's, you know, who knows what's in the Vatican? I think a lot of the Library of Alexandria is in the Vatican, and there's other great works that
so,
are there.
So they're using this knowledge for them. They're using it for,
yes.
Okay. For selfish
absolutely.
Reasons, demonic.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, there's, and the program, it's almost like there's a mass hypnosis that's going on. That's that our society is under attack. All of the good and wonderful things that make us a powerful country, we are under attack. We've been under attack. And so all of the things that you're told are bad are probably pretty good. And all the things that are told are good are, I would question. So that's kind of the history there. But what I really wanted to share with you guys today is the energy that's right here, right in front of us on July 30th, 2024. Now, I usually track celestial events. I also
Can you
track,
see it? Can you see it, Bob?
Yeah, I also track like numerology. Eclipses are really powerful things, but you know there's been several things that come up around July 30th, and I'm going like, there's no celestial events that are happening except for there's a double meteor shower that's occurring right now. I mean, it's going to happen on Tuesday, July 30th. So the double meteor shower is like we're just getting pounded by cosmic consciousness through this meteor shower.
Should I play
and,
this video?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to play
another
thing,
enlightening session on our channel where we delve into the mysteries of the universe and uncover the hidden truths of our existence. Today we bring you a profound and compelling prophecy, one that holds great significance for all of us. This prophecy comes from none other than Dolores Cannon, a renowned figure in the field of metaphysics and past life regression. Her work has touched the...
I really respect Dolores Cannon. I mean, she's...
Yeah, so Dolores Cannon uses hypnotherapy. And if you're doing past life regression and you're accessing ancient memory, one person has a little puzzle piece, then another one. And then all of a sudden, you can piece the pieces of the puzzle together to get the great story. So the great story is within all of us. Remember, we all contain the entire kingdom of God. So before she died, this was one of her last transmissions. And it was to say that on July 30th, there is going to be such a frequency of awakening, of grace, a pulse wave of consciousness that's going to come into all of us. And when that happens, we're all going to move into these very powerful enlightened states. So I'm really excited about that.
This July 30th, or is it every July 30th?
No, it's just this July 30th.
Did she say this year?
This just this year. Yeah.
Okay. So should I play it? Should I play a little more of it?
You can play a little bit more of it. I mean, just have it there for a reference for people to listen to later.
Okay, folks, it's coming. I'll play just a little bit.
The lives of countless individuals, providing them with insights into their past lives, their purpose, and the future that awaits them. As many of you know, Dolores Cannon dedicated her life to exploring the vast realms of the subconscious mind. Through her pioneering work in hypnotherapy, she developed a unique technique called Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, or QHHT. This technique allowed her to tap into the deepest levels of the subconscious, accessing information that is normally beyond our reach. It is through this method that Dolores Cannon received many of her most profound revelations and prophecies. Today, we are going to delve into one of her most intriguing prophecies, a vision she shared about July 30th, 2024.
Wow.
This prophecy was one of the last she delivered before her
passing. This is just a couple days away.
So the other thing that's happening right now is there going to be
in a mass awakening July 30th? Is that we're going to be
a mass
cosmic
awakening? Yeah, that's what she's describing. Now, if it's just one person that's describing that, I kind of question it and wonder, because sometimes people get prophetic information and they may or may not be correct. So then I started looking, and the other thing that's happening is we're having a double meteor shower that's occurring at the same time. Now, a meteor shower doesn't really seem like it's that big of a deal, but what it is, it's cosmic material that's merging, you know, with our planet. And so a lot of this, I believe that everything has consciousness. So stones, rocks, trees, rivers, stars, moons, galaxies, everything's conscious. So we're going to be blasted by this double meteor shower that's happening on Tuesday. And so I think that's
she said she died in 2014 or somewhere around there.
I don't recall when she died. Yeah, but it was around there.
So she was talking about this a long time ago. And for this,
she
for
was
her to say that this is going to happen on July 30th, 2024, that was 30th. Years and year, 10 years away from.
Right. And that's really a thing. So that's up. That's on Tuesday. Now,
wow. Let me play a little bit more, Bob, just a tad bit more here for the audience, and then I'll stop.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to share with you is you got to remember that our planet goes around the sun, and the sun goes around Alcyon. Now, a lot of the scientists won't say that. They'll say that there's a wobble in the axis, but it's the only phenomenon that can create the change of magnetic polarity in the spreading crust, like in the mid-Atlantic rift. In other words, the polarity of the rock of Earth changes polarity in a cyclical way. And I believe that polarity changes as we travel through the galaxy. So if you're standing on top of a merry-go-round, it'll feel like you're going clockwise. And then if you're standing underneath the merry-go-round, it will feel like you're going counterclockwise. So the merry-go-round is the Pleiadian star system. We're an outward star in the Pleiadian star system, and we go around Alcyon every 25,900 years. In other words, every 26,000 years. That's the Great Cycle. The Great Cycle came to an end on December 21st, 2012, and when that happened, We dipped very close into the galactic plane. Now, when we go into the galactic plane, there's a whole bunch of solar and photonic energy that's there. And the concept is that there's a photon energy belt. And when we go into that, that all electronics are going to be knocked out from this photonic energy. But I wonder, I ask the question, what does it do to biological memory? So it's almost as if we get our memories wiped clean every 26,000 years, unless you're living inside of the earth in a place where you can be protected. And we're finding those ancient civilizations where, you know, there's entire cities and complexes.
So everything this, every time this happens, we get amnesia.
We get amnesia, but guess what? It didn't happen. And that means that there's an intervention. And so we have got, we've got an intervention that's occurring, and there are higher evolved beings that are really making sure that we don't lose our memories, that we don't lose track of all of the evolution that we've worked so hard to achieve. And so in this time, it's like, then it's like, okay, we're really going to make sure that that we're going to be successful. Now, this is not our first attempt. This is our seventh attempt. So since the fall, and I call the fall is when we got hit by a meteor, and that was about maybe 165,000 years ago. And you can study the Younger Dryas.
Yeah, the Younger Dryas
describes that also. But the fall was then, and so, and there were ancient Lemuria was the civilization. So there have been five attempts to restore ancient Lemuria, one attempt to restore ancient Atlantis. So we've had six failures already. And so now this is our seventh attempt. So hopefully we're going to get it right. So that's what we're up to. So
it holds a special place in the hearts of her followers. According to Dolores Cannon, July 30th, 2024, marks a pivotal moment in human history, a time when the energies of the universe align to create a profound shift in our collective consciousness. Dolores Cannon spoke of this date with a sense of urgency and reverence, emphasizing its importance for humanity. She described it as a time of great transformation, a moment when the veil between the physical and spiritual realms would be at its thinnest. This thinning of the veil, she explained, would allow for an unprecedented flow of divine energy, bringing forth a wave of enlightenment and awakening. But what does this mean for us? According to Dolores Cannon, this prophecy signifies an opportunity for each one of us to elevate our consciousness and align ourselves with the higher frequencies of the universe. It is a time to let go of old patterns and beliefs that no longer serve us and embrace a new way of being. She urged us to prepare ourselves for this transformation by engaging in practices that raise our vibrational frequency, such as meditation, mindfulness, and acts of compassion.
I'll stop it there, but I mean, it seems to me that, are you still there, Bob?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. It seems to me like it's already happening. I feel like this is already happening. I mean, I think 2020 was almost like a portal year where people, it either broke people or made people. Like either people are, you know, evolutionary, spiritually, they jumped a level or they went down a level, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Well, what happened, if you would imagine that as a result of this impact that we achieved, there was a dimensional separation, and fourth and fifth dimension got flipped on itself. So we've literally been in a feedback loop for, almost 200,000 years. And so what happened in 2012, we came out of that and we achieved actual sixth dimension. We leapfrogged over the fourth and fifth dimensional feedback loop, and we were able to achieve sixth dimension. Sixth dimension is love, and that heals everything. And that's what we were able to pull off. And that meant that there were enough conscious beings on the planet that we could hold this frequency of light and the higher the higher quality, we could do it collectively. And it was an incredible milestone for all of humanity. Then based on that, then we were able then to move into seventh, eighth, ninth. And so there's been a dimensional evolution, which we've been able to access all of these dimensions, 13th dimension, which is the angelic dimension. And we achieved that in 2019, which was really pretty incredible. And so that means that the angelic realm has been working really hard to return itself to the earth. And that's where we read the books about the return of the bird tribes. And that's where we get the information of they're essentially angels. And so they've been working really hard to restore our capacity for consciousness as a human collective. And it's happening, and here we are. So what I would like to help everyone with and demonstrate is to how to open up our energetic field so that we can receive these frequencies that we're going to be blasted with on Tuesday. Does that make sense?
Wow, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Let me play this just for a sec.
James Kaufman, World News Report today. July 6, 2024. God bless you and yours, no matter where you are in the world. Please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell for critical future updates. Once in a lifetime celestial event, July 30th, 2024. A remarkable celestial event is upon us this month, representing a sight that's far from typical. On the night of July 30th, all of us will be in for a treat as not one, but two annual meteor showers light up the night sky simultaneously and peak on the very same night.
So when's the last time this has happened, Bob?
I don't know. I mean, there's been different meteor showers, but this is a double meteor shower. There's two of them. And so we're getting two of them together in the same space, it's a double whammy, you know? It's like, you know, when you're in the ring and you're boxing and you're doing the jab, 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 right? Yeah. And then here comes the big Nino ping, you know, where you smack, where you ping them and you knock them out in the first 3 minutes. This is the ping.
Wow. Yeah, I've never heard of a double meteor shower. At least I haven't.
No, neither have I. And so the work, you know, that we're doing is, you know, we get little bits, and all of a sudden we get a spike. And this is a spike of consciousness that's pretty incredible. So
now the Schumann resonance is actually spiking off the charts right now, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So the Schumann resonance is 7.83 hertz. And these numbers are in the hundreds and thousands. I mean, it's spiking off of.
Give me a point of reference. Where was it at? Where was it at just 10 years ago or 20 years ago?
7.8.
And where's it at now?
It's in the hundreds and thousands.
What? So yeah. does this mean that human consciousness is ascending, or what does this mean? Awakening or just energy on is it the energy of the planet? What does it mean?
It's the energy of the planet. Okay. Now, one of the things that really threw us off as a society is when electricity came around. Okay. So when electricity came around, it radiates a magnetic field. And then there's also radiation associated with that magnetic field. It agitated our bodies because, remember, we're operating from the Earth 7.3 hertz. And all of a sudden, we get this electricity that comes in, and it's 60 hertz. And if you look at what happened about that time, it was called World War One. And when World War One happened, everybody started attacking everybody else. It was bizarre. It's like if you look at the countries that attacked each other, everybody attacked everybody else. It was a flying rhinoceros. I mean, it was like all of a sudden, you know, let's say you're in an arena and you're in the middle you know, in the ring fighting, and then something happens with the frequency and everybody in the audience instantly starts punching each other too. Wow. And that's what happened when electricity was introduced into society, and it was an extreme agitation and everybody just wanted to pick a fight with everybody else. We call that flying rhinoceros.
So that's happening again.
Not to the degree that because what's happened is we've evolved. Humans have gotten used to these frequencies, and then, you know, then we get the frequency of television, then we get the frequency of, you know, radio waves, short waves, cell phones, you know, all of these Starlink satellites. There's all kinds of crazy waves that are going all over the place, and we're in the middle of this, navigating our way through. And what's it's trained us to do is it's like, you know, swimming through, you know, a storm. We know how to do it now. And so our capacity for consciousness has been up-leveled. And not only that, with the correction of the dimensional blowout, we've got access to more than what we've ever had before. And so our ability, we've been going through energetic and spiritual training for thousands of years, you know. So all of a sudden, you know, you get somebody that's 10 years old going into a ring, and that's really different from the champ that's going into the ring, you know, that's got years and years of experience under his belt. And that's where we're at.
Wow. Let me play this just for a sec.
One World News Report today, July 1st, 2024. God bless you and yours, no matter where you are in the world. Please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, ring that bell for critical future updates. Ladies and gentlemen, Earth's electromagnetic field was pounded today, spiking off the charts. The charts end here at 1600 hertz.
Damn.
This happened right before 1800 UTC time, about 1730 UTC time. The major spike you see here in Earth's electromagnetic field was around 10:30 Central Time here in the U.S. Now, we can't see it all, but we will be able to on the six-day comparison. We're just coming out of a huge spike, ongoing spike, on the Schumann resonance that went, again, off the charts at 105 hertz. No telling how high these spikes actually went.
So this doesn't happen, right, Bob? These type of spikes like this.
This is very unusual. Yeah, it's really crazy. So,
wow.
So anyway, that being said, would it be okay just to spend a little time to instruct people how to navigate through this energy and just kind of activate your it's called your Merkaba field? Is that okay to direct everybody to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm gonna do it with you. And you'll be able to feel it. So the first thing that you want to do is just be aware of your spinal column and just make your spinal column straight and make sure that the top of your head is in alignment with it's called your perineum. That's where it's in front of your spine that goes out the bottom of your body. And then what you want to do is open up the top of your head and connect to the center of the cosmos and pull that energy down into the center of the brain, down through the sinuses, the throat, and into the heart. Do that. And then at the same time, then you're going to send the energy down through your body all the way down into the iron core crystal of the planet and pull the energy from the earth up, up, up through the bottoms of your feet, ankles, shins and calves, your knees, your hips, your belly, and allow that to come into your heart space also. So now this is where the entire kingdom is in your heart space. So go ahead and allow the flow of energy from the cosmos and from the earth to come into your heart space, and it will grow and shine brighter and brighter and allow it to get bigger. So allow your heart now, the light and the little sun that's in your heart, to fill and flood your entire body. And now move that out a foot and a half beyond your body into your auric field. And now just make it as big as the room that you're in. If you want to expand it more, you can go all the way out into the cosmos and come back and do that, all that other stuff. So the energy of you, the geometry of you, is called a Merkaba. Merkaba are two pyramids existing in the same space, okay? So the bottom of the right side up pyramid is about, well, where your thighs are, where you're sitting. And so just imagine there's a point in front of you, about 3 foot in front of you, a point behind you, 3 foot at the thigh level, and one on the right and one on the left. And then there's another point just above your head here. Go ahead and draw lines from those 4 points to the upper point. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look at that. I have 5 fingers. I also have a head, 2 arms, and 2 legs. That's 5 also. We're fifth dimensional beings, okay? Now, the upside down pyramid, the surface is at your shoulder height, about at your shoulder height. So instead of doing a point in front of you, you want to do a line in front of you and a line behind you, a line on the right, and a line on the left. So when you created a diamond down below at your thighs, you're creating a square up here. And then just imagine another point about where your feet are, a little bit below your feet, and draw 4 lines from the corners of the square down to that point down below, okay? Those are the 10 points, and those are the 10 points in the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, and they rotate around your heart space, and in your heart space is the Divine Feminine. That's the Shekinah, and that's the Holy Spirit. It's very feminine. The Holy Spirit and the Shekinah will combine those 10 points with herself, creating 11. There are 3 aspects to this. 11 plus 11 plus 11 is 33. That's Christ, the consciousness. That's the Christ number. So take one set of these 11 points and rotate them around your central shaft, your axis mundi of consciousness, your pranic tube to the right. And that's your masculine. Now take another 11 points and rotate them around the same axis to the left. That's your feminine. And then there'll be another set of 11 points that will just be stationary. And what we'll do is we're going to increase the ratio of the feminine to the masculine by a factor of 1.618. We're going to increase the flow and the rotation of the feminine by 62%. That's the Fibonacci number, the golden mean number. So now the feminine spinning faster. And then we're going to bring the whole system all the way up to the speed of light. So just imagine it's going wah, 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 wah. Great. And then as you do that, you have created like a little galaxy. So you have a sphere of light that's around your auric field in your body. And then you have a pancake. It's horizontal, about where your heart space is, 33 feet in diameter, and you have fluxes of energy going out from the top of the head, and it's intersecting every point on that pancake, and it looks like a ginormous apple, and that is your tube torus. So congratulations, you've had your Merkaba field activated. If there's anything attached to, in, on, or around your body, energy, space, and consciousness that doesn't belong to you, entities, hitchhikers, dust bunnies, implants, whatsoever, we're just going to cancel, clear, rewrite, reprogram all that stuff. Just get rid of all that. Who are you? Who were you before that? Who were you before that? Who were you before that? And who would you like to be? Thank you for this time. You're free to go. And you're clear of my body, energy, space, and consciousness. You're also going to cut all energetic cords to any relationship that you've ever had in this lifetime or those before. Cut, 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 snip, snip, snip. Anybody that's been a mother, father, sister, brother, grandparent, grandchild, aunt, uncle, nieces, nephews, childhood friends, schoolhood friends, lovers, business partners, anybody whatsoever. Cut, 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 snip, 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 reeling all of those cords all the way back to make yourself perfect, whole, and complete. This is the process that Yeshua would use when he would lay his hands upon somebody to heal them. So just want to gather and center all of your energy and just be as profound as you possibly can. Gathering up all parts, bits, pieces, fragments, filaments, anything that belongs to your entire energetic system. Bring it into the center in your core, integrating it fully and completely. Also reach into the past and into the future, bringing everything in the here and the now, making your entire energetic system perfect, whole, and complete. So congratulations, you are now clear. And now your container has the ability to receive the light and the energy that's being delivered to us in a very, very profound way at this time with love and grace. So thank you. Thank you for receiving. Thank you for being this magnificent, amazing human being that you are. You're magical. You're powerful. You can create anything that you want in your reality. And the key is, if you hold a vision for what you'd like to have in your life, to have as your home, your transportation, your family, your health, your community, and let's all pray for peace. Let's all pray for global peace. And it's important, if we hold that vision in our consciousness and allow this energy to flow through us, and you can call it God consciousness, you can call it divine source, you can call it magic, you can call it whatever you want to call it, but this energy is the energy of creation, and the way forward and the way through to the new world is to create it, and all of us are co-creating it through this collective process. And it's so important just to be kind and just to hold this container of grace and do this. So I'm so, so, so grateful for all of you for working together to deliver this energy that we're being, that's being received into the world, into a conscious way. Because guess what? There's a lot of us. There's 8 billion souls on the planet, and there's only just several hundred of these cabal-like beings that have been controlling us for thousands of years. There's a lot more of us than there are of them, and we have the ability to work together and move mountains. We can recreate the entire reality that's just ahead of us. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being so powerful, and so it is. Aho, amen.
Oh, love this stuff. Bob, I'm coming to see you pretty soon, so get ready.
Yeah, that's great. Speaking of that, we're doing a couple hikes this summer that are really profound. One is the Lion's Gate hike, and this is where we go up to the Ascended Masters retreat. It's at 13,000 feet, so it's
already done that.
Yeah, it's a good hike. Yeah,
can I do a little less?
Yeah, no, David
I already
made
did it.
And we
come
got
on,
him
you
up
said
there.
Once I accomplished that, I did that at 280 pounds. I'm 260 pounds now.
Yeah. No, you did great. We
until
had to
I've lost weight
you a little bit. So you got to remember that we're co-creating the reality, and the only thing that humans can agree on really is the calendar. So this year of 2024 is a 2 + 4 + 2. That's an 8. And then August 8th is another 8-8. So this is an 8-8-8. So this year allows us to have a triple Lion's Gate frequency. And 8 is it's like Saturn energy. It's like, it's tricky. Like, you move forward, you push forward, you get resistance, and then you got to take a step back and slide underneath and come out the other side. And if you can navigate through it, it turns into infinite possibility. Remember, the 8 laid down is infinity. And so that's what we're doing. And the 8-8-8 is a 24. The 2 + 4 is a 6, and that's love. So wow. It's all really right. Going to be a wonderful time for us to say our prayers.
So when are you doing this?
That's on August 8th here in Crestone, Colorado. And then if you miss that one, you can come on September 21st. That's our equinox hike, and we'll be able to do that too. So, and then if you can't make it on those dates, you're always welcome to come up and do a personal retreat.
I like to kind of come up on myself, doing just me and you, where we could practice together.
Yeah, exactly. So that's going to be our
I don't like anybody around.
Retreat. We can invite everybody. We won't get all the work done. So, but it's really wonderful. You spend 4 days and, you know, you detox, you get rid of all of these entities and implants. We teach you how to connect to source. We get rid of all of the childhood trauma, the past life trauma. And then we move into, like, who am I as a soul? You know, you're the champion of the heart. So when you did the work, you were able to know who you are, and then you were able to realize what your mission is for this incarnation. And then after that, then we do all of these different activations, like the Merkabah.
And then right after that, the podcast took off.
Yeah.
Really?
Right. It did. I mean, after you
and
came
I quit
up,
drinking.
We activated your Merkabah field, and we infused you with the magic, and then all of a sudden you rocked it. You came out, and you were going like, this is what I'm going to do, and you're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So bless your heart.
And I quit drinking right afterwards, so.
And you did quit drinking, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty powerful. Bob, I will be coming to see you. I'll call, let's plan for August.
Okay.
And I will, I'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, I'll do event postings on my Facebook. So just look for Wonder Bob on Facebook. You'll see me. And then I'll do some like lectures and interesting posts on Instagram. I'm also Wonder Bob on Instagram. And then I write some songs. They're not super professional, but you know, they're songs about consciousness and things like that. And you can find that on YouTube. And I'm Wonder Bob on YouTube there.
Wonder Bob everywhere. So, just look up Wonder Bob and you'll find them.
Yeah. And if that doesn't work, come to Crestone and speak my name.
Not many people there, man. I mean, what is it? Like 1,000 people, maybe? What's the population there?
Oh, of Crestone?
Yeah.
300 people.
How much?
300.
Oh, wow. I thought it was like 1,000. Not even that. It's 300.
No. Yeah. No, we it's tiny. It's a tiny community. Yeah, yeah. We get bored with each other because we're bumping elbows with the same people. So if you came up for a visit, I would really be blessed because
yeah,
it
I'm
shakes
coming.
Things up. It gives me somebody to talk to. Yeah.
Dude, but, I'm coming. All right, Bob. Yeah, but the thank summertime, you so much.
Yeah, the summertime, we hike up to these really high mountain areas. And it's just like that Mount Horeb where heaven and earth touch. That's what's going on. And so
but people need to know, though, is Crestone is the mini Tibet of the West, correct?
It is. It's the Tibet of America.
There's a lot of Tibetan monks, right, that go there. There's different religious temples.
Yeah, we have about 28 different spiritual centers here. We've got Buddhist centers. We've got Hindu centers. We've got Japanese Shinto centers. We've got Zen centers.
Why Crestone?
Well, it's because this is one of the places where heaven and earth touch. This is a very sacred area. And it's like, well, people can feel the energy and they come here. It's the same thing as a Sedona or a Shasta or an Asheville, North Carolina. It's the same thing.
So why doesn't Sedona and those places have what this place has? Like all these religious institutions, you know, because I mean.
What they don't have is they don't have the high mountains that we have. And the high mountains that we have is, you know, just like when Moses went up and he had the conversation with the Metatron, the I am that I am, Yahweh, Yashur, Yahweh, these beings are here too. And so when you go up high, and you know what it's like when you get above tree line, it's like you're in a whole different dimension. And then we go up higher. And that's what the ancient Zoroastrians would do. They go up to the high dimensions and they get the downloads and the information. And they would come and deliver that through song and music and poetry to the people to help them and to pray for them and make their lives better. And that's what we're doing. And so it's really beautiful. So every time we go up super high, it's like a vision quest. And the messages and the information that we get is off the chain. It's just so incredible. The information that we get, and you'll get information on galactic consciousness, on the planet, on yourself. Sometimes it'll be how to get along with your family. Sometimes it's really simple, like you got to clean your room. You know, sometimes it's things like that. So
I appreciate you, Bob. I'm going to jump on another podcast, but this was pretty damn amazing. I'll be putting this up today.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
And also people can reach you at Mystic Mountain, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, actually, is it okay? I'll just give you my phone number if you just want to call it. It's 719-937-3052.
Say it again. 719-937-3052.
And more
you're
gonna
than get
hassled,
bro. You got a lot of people calling you right now.
Yeah, and I'm blessed, and I really want to thank you for including me on this journey, David. I really do, and it's been such an honor and a pleasure, you know, to have you as a friend, and you know, just to support each other and call each other, and then
you've been a great
you know,
friend in my life.
We've created a network of friends, and they're really great people, and. And so that's what the champion does. He brings together some really wonderful people, and I just want to thank every one of the listeners. You guys are really wonderful and amazing. And I want you to know more than anything else, I love you. David loves you. And the entire universe, all that is in totality, loves you with such a profound love. It's beyond human comprehension. And that's what's available to you. And that's how you're loved and nurtured and cared. And the prayers of the cosmos will create the way for you to step into and just receive the wonderment of this human experience. And we're so grateful that you chose to show up. So let's have some fun.
Yep. And let's, I'll be there in August, stories. Bob.
Yeah. I'm coming. Let's do it.
All right, Bob. Love you.
Okay. All right.
Do I say
a
ho?
Are we out?
We're out.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.